Don't look under the internet.
Ring my bell.
Sink.
For whom?
Sink.
The sink. Mike.
Sink.
Hi.
Sink.
Sink. I'm gonna ruin this. We've got to stop opening the show with the same joke.
We do. We really do. You guys did it last time, and I could not stop fucking laughing. I just could not.
It's better than me opening all of, like, the first 30 episodes with, are you recording? Hey, look, it's been 32 seconds. Hurdy, hurdy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's the timestamp?
Yeah. Can't do that anymore.
I forgot about that. It used to be, like, it was, like, 2:30.
42 seconds. 42 seconds. It was a specific timestamp that you always hit. You've lost that power.
There's one episode where we don't open with any of those things, and instead we open it with the real. So I don't think that's an improvement.
Right.
Maybe we should just use the jokes.
Maybe, yeah. Let's stick
the old
sink.
Tire jokes. Yeah, sink.
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 Moot, are you recording my camera?
I sure am. I'm recording everything.
Yay.
Doug, are you recording the video?
I am.
Okay.
Audio as well.
You want me to double
check?
We
are all sorts of ready.
Sync.
I can double check if you want.
Sync. Hello, everyone.
I don't give a fuck if that's not funny to anybody else. I will, like, that is so fucking funny to me.
I'll die on the hill that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Welcome. Hi, Mike.
Don't look under the internet.
Really tall podcast. I'm getting all of them in.
Just get them all.
We tried really tall podcast.
We did.
We saw how that went.
And that horse
not
is
well.
Blue now.
Yeah.
That boat is glue.
Oh my God. That was the most enlightening yet dumbest conversation I've ever been a part of, I think.
At least we can cross that one off the list of
what a shitty
not gonna work.
What a shitty bucket
didn't work.
List.
Yeah.
A bucket list of
before
bad
I
podcast.
Before I die, too tall podcast.
Got it. Done. All right. We tried it.
Everyone sing sink a bunch. All right, check.
Got it. We are not doing really tall podcasts. You are currently listening to Don't Look Under the Internet, an internet horror comedy run by four fucking bozos who barely know what the fuck they're talking about. Well, bye, Matt.
Yeah, that's Matt.
This isn't English 101.
Wait, that's not how it goes. Matt, you're usually on the side. That's Matt right there. I think I'm usually.
No,
I think you're
usually above you.
Shit,
you're above you.
That's Matt there.
Yeah, you're above.
And then
we're to the side of both of you.
There.
Yeah.
And then that's Jason.
Nope.
Hello.
That's Doug.
Nope.
Hi.
That's Jason. Doug.
There you go.
Hello.
And I'm a guy. That's all I got.
Who likes
just a dude.
Just a dude.
You're just a guy
a
who
dude.
Types really well
disguised
on
just another dude.
Playing another dude.
I'm just a guy in a hoodie in August. Because it's cold in this basement. It's a beautiful day outside.
This isn't going.
It is. It's fantastic.
Okay. It is. If I didn't have a baby, I'd be going for so many strolls right now, but she's upstairs sleeping and I'm recording a podcast, so I can't go for a walk. I'm busy.
Mike,
and that's my story.
Your life sounds great.
It is. It is pretty great.
You have a good life, Mike.
I do.
I'm glad your life is fulfilling and people love you.
I would say the same for you guys. People love all of you. I love you. I'm people.
People love you, and I'm people.
People. You've got one.
Have you guys?
What are we doing?
So, question for
you
guys.
We're trying to start a show, I think.
So, Nintendo recently showed off some of the new Pokemon that they have. And Rayquaza. The three legendary dogs, Raikou, is now some weird Brontosaurus thing.
Yep.
And I need to catch him. I gotta catch them all.
Do you have Violet?
That is the worst design I have seen in a long time.
I haven't played Pokemon in like 15 years, but you're distracting me from my bird scooter.
Yeah,
I have to catch them all. Okay?
100%.
Just like a
just
collection
like what?
Of...
Like Digimon.
Yeah, a collection of some sort of monsters or
you're not even
digital
do
monsters.
Housekeeping.
We don't really have any.
No. Okay. Cool.
You know
we
what?
Don't.
No.
Do we not?
Housekeeping.
Clap above your head.
Half a housekeeping.
Hey, Matt, you remember that one time that you said this is probably the worst intro we've ever done?
This competes.
I think we keep
talking.
Shut up.
I hope those words taste good because there are a lot of them to eat.
Shut up. No new patrons. What the fuck? That's okay, though. We love you guys.
Wow.
We did have like a weird...
It's been a weird 3 weeks.
Insurgence yes. of people
oh, yeah.
come in the yeah. other yeah. week. So.
But...
We'll you know what? We do have a new patron, and okay. I'm sorry this didn't come on through on the app. This didn't come through anywhere else. We have a cash-only patron.
And they get none of the benefits.
Right. They don't want the benefits, apparently, but they have voiced their want and needs to support us. They do listen to us, and he does think we are very funny, but it is somebody I work with that doesn't quite know how the internet works. So hopefully listening to our backlog might help you how not to use the internet.
How long has he been a patron?
I was going to say it's probably best he doesn't use or look at the internet
right.
ever.
Right.
But housekeeping, everyone. Somebody gave Jason 10 bucks.
Yeah. Wow, somebody started. Gave me $10 cash.
I was about to say,
they told me, this is for my Patreon subscription.
I haven't seen that hit
PayPal. I hope this works. And I'm like, nope, but you know what? Well, we'll mention you. We will. I guess I have to do our due diligence here because
Dox
you
full
you
name
did pay
address.
For this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could, but I'm not.
How long have they been a patron for?
This will be the third month.
4 hours.
And how much are they giving us?
$10 a month.
I haven't seen $30 from you going to that PayPal. What's up, man?
I have all of the $10 bills in my wallet.
Hoarding that cash like a dragon on his mountain of gold.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm just
in other news,
eat it later.
All of our subscriptions are cash now, and they're made payable to Jason.
Jason.
If you write a check, just make sure it's payable as cash.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
But yeah, that's
but dedication.
No, I don't
know how to shout this person out. I really don't. I guess the only...
Can you make up a name for him?
I can
like
do
a good like Patreon name that like we can, you know, shit on or not.
Thundercunt.
Okay, yeah. Actually, how about this? You guys get the shit on the name I come up with for a patron who doesn't know how to use Patreon. Does sound good?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
His name is Scruffy Grundle. And he's donating
terrible.
10 bucks a month.
Awful. Mid.
And he's also, he's not
You should give their money back.
His name should have been Gruffle Scrundy.
You know what? I will pass that along.
Thank you.
I am gonna tell him, like, by the way, your name, according to at least dozens of people, is Gruffy Scrundle.
Gruffle
Scrundy, yeah.
I would also, for housekeeping, like to again announce that the new Diluti website is up and running.
Hell yes. Yes!
The merch has been flying off the shelves.
Yeah, several people have bought merch, so thank you.
Yeah. We have.
I'm about to drop a bunch of money there.
In the last week, we have gotten more merch bought than the last 2 years combined. So that's pretty nifty.
Dude, probably. it's that Wowie Zowie mug.
It'd be the Wowie Zowie
or
mug.
Or the poster. One of the two.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, but go check it out. You can become a member. It's yeah. off of Fourth Wall, which is basically like Patreon, but it's a little bit easier and more user-friendly on our end.
And Patreon's not going anywhere.
Patreon's
so if you
anywhere.
Are.
Yep.
If you're solidly,
but let me tell you, if you're
that.
Still subbed to Patreon, I'm gonna fucking
that's everyone.
Kiss you.
The
punch
only
you in
person
the
who has
butt.
Changed is Dr. B.
Dr. B.
Thank you, Dr. B.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, but like,
it doesn't.
If you go
want,
to Fourth Wall, you're gonna get more.
If
you
want
get
us to like you more,
off discount on the merch if you subscribe on Fourth Wall. I'll
yep.
say that.
Yeah, chumps.
Chumps.
They let us do a lot.
We did
yeah.
say we would read off the merch messages if people left a message.
Oh, yeah. What
so,
are we got?
Sure
what
one
we
is
got?
Just a sad
I'll
face.
Say, I'm not going to read entire names, but bought like $90 worth of shit. So thank you for that. A sticker sheet, a hoodie, and a creeper face shirt. And they said they binged it all about a month ago. Real good. And then Betty Boop said, bought some stickers and said, love the sticker ideas.
Hey.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Hey, where's the hey. Gabagool?
Hey.
The fucking sticky gobbles.
Okay.
Now, anyway,
should we
is, are
on
we good
to the
on
the actual topic?
Yes.
Those were the only people
yeah,
who
yeah,
left.
Yeah, housekeeping.
Probably not the only people who bought stuff, but the only people who
done.
Bought messages.
Housekeeping done.
Boys.
Anyway.
Boys, I feel like we are
oh, King
we're
said
stalling.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
Thanks, King.
Good. We need that. We need
donation.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we need our egos brought down a bit.
Yes, 100%. But
yeah, leave it to King to really just
anyway,
tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Pokemon, right, boys?
Pokemon. Yeah, it's why are we talking about Pokemon?
You catch them all.
I forget.
Sort of like some sort of STDs, monster yeah. collector, you know? Some
Have you
sort
ever,
of digital...
Well, real quick.
Like you're making a collection out of these monsters you find.
Yes.
Have you ever
or
reverse...
Creatures.
Have you ever played reverse
like
Pokemon?
My crusty sock collection?
Yeah.
Is this the same thing?
It doesn't count when you're collecting millions of creatures at one time.
That's
yes.
just
hoarding. Wait, but... Okay, but why not?
You could reverse...
yeah, that's just hoarding at that point.
Yeah, that's hoarding.
What if the Pokemon caught you?
Is there consent?
That's a good question.
No, much like in this one, there isn't either. Because we're talking about the creature collection today.
Ooh. Hell yes! Ooh. Do you guys want me to preface this with what it is and, like... Why
yes.
we're covering
yes, please. Please.
Okay.
Please,
so,
we're half an hour in.
I know.
Are we?
No, we're 12 minutes. No. So I found this on the Reddit ARG subreddit. And normally the Reddit, like the r/ARG message board, I mean, it's got some good suggestions, but it's... Lately, it's been pretty barren, but I've seen this one come up a lot in the last couple of weeks, and it kind of piqued my interest, especially with how many people had been suggesting it. And I'm actually super happy that I found it, and it's an experience that is going on right now. It's in its very infant stages, and I think this is going to be an introduction to a new type of episode. Where we find these brand new up and coming experiences that you can take part in, and we can give you everything that you need to know right up front so you can actually join the game. And that's kind of where we are right now. So Creature Collection is like I said, it's been posted a bunch on Reddit in the r/ARG community. And it's essentially, it's a collection of videos, of some people playing this game called Creature Collection. Let's fucking launch into like what this is, like what these people are experiencing, why this is becoming like something that's worth looking into. You guys ready for this?
Hell yeah. I'm so fucking
Jack,
ready.
Are you ready?
I have literally never been more ready for something in my entire life.
Well, you have a Jack in your lap.
Yeah, he's
got
looking
Jack
pretty good.
In your
he's
lap, go raise it up. And...
Also, subscribe to our $20 Patreon tier, and all the money just goes straight to Cat Cam.
Oh, by the way, I picked out a pet webcam for that tier specifically. I want you to know that.
But
yeah,
we'll get that going at some point.
Oh yeah, if we actually do that, it's going to be something where we can actually give treats to your cats. It's going to be great.
$100.
It'll just be a fourth TV on our YouTube yeah. video where it's just whatever they're doing.
And yeah,
and you can for $100 a month, you can watch my baby sleep while we record.
That seems unsafe. Perfect.
Yeah, that seems like we shouldn't do that.
I feel
considering
like that's
the part of parts of the internet.
That's the yeah. thing your kid's going to have to explore in therapy later.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yep. And considering
I'm
the
about
parts,
it then.
The parts of the internet that we explore, I don't think that you should attach your child to right now. Maybe when she's, I don't know, like 64.
There we go.
It'll be safe, but not before that.
Until she's of age of I can punt her across the room, we'll hold off.
Where yeah. do we start with Creature
Here's
Collection?
Here's where we start, Mike.
Punting
with the Creature
babies.
Collection. Right back around, man. We always come back to that topic.
Yeah, I don't know how much I like that.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I hadn't got it out.
For you.
That's fine.
I'm good. I'm
that's
good
fine.
For
swear
another
to God,
couple
that's
episodes.
You. That's...
All right, so Creature Collection. This is an experience that is still in its infancy. And if you literally just search Creature Collection ARG or Creature Collection, you're going to get some videos. Not many. It's hidden by... By the SEO, I think. I'm not quite sure what to think about this one.
Well, let's put it in perspective here. The YouTube channel itself
has 34 subscribers.
34 subscribers.
Yep.
This is as new gets,
like
as far as what we can be.
February of 2023, I think, is when the pertinent shit starts happening. There was one video posted last year, but that doesn't have, I mean, okay. it connects, but we don't really have like a solid connection as of right now. But for all intents and purposes, we're going to start February in 2023. So a lot of, do you guys remember Yay Video Games?
Nope. Boy, do I. Yes.
Do you remember how like that? How that started? How it was just like
was gaming
messages
on
boards, and then all of a sudden there was just some random fucking messages. Well, that's how this one kind of starts. There's like nothing.
Ubisoft
and you get this
always
message.
On DRM. Something.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Steam. It's
Ghost, bye.
Steamworks.
Always on DRM.
Ubisoft go bye bye. Always on Steamworks. Always on DRM. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. It's very similar to that, except. Actually, it's almost in the same vein as Ash Vlogs. We get a cipher. At least I know it is a cipher.
Hey guys,
if you were to see,
Hey guys, and welcome to another one of Ash's vlogging times.
We're not doing
Why
that.
Why do you still have that?
Because we never deleted it.
We revamped the soundboard.
We did. We just forgot that one.
We're keeping it.
Right. It's a special moment in time. Yeah. It's a very special, frustrating time in our life. So we get the cipher that pops up on these message boards, and it claims that it's only sent by postcard, but you can find this online just to figure out what it says. The premise of this is that this was supposed to be sent on like a postcard or like an envelope, and it would show up at your door, and it was just an assortment of random numbers, letters, and symbols. If you were to put this through a base 64 cipher decoder, you would get something that reads this. Interested in a journey you'll never forget? Visit daniels-games.ichi.io creature collection. And it's a link to this, it's basically like a GitHub page for a program that somebody wrote, and it turns out to be this game. And people played it, and they recorded themselves doing it almost like a streamer. And after this got sent out, if you search for creature collection, which is in the actual link itself, you're going to find a YouTube channel just called Creature Collection. And like we said, there are only 34 subscribers. There's not much activity happening, but there's a decent amount of videos.
I think we may have been like 30.
I think we might have been. Yeah.
I subscribed to the channel.
Right. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. We're getting into this one on like ground level, and I actually love that. So
again, real quick, and I don't want to like cut you off or talk too long about this, but a big reason we're doing this one tonight is because it's so fresh and that there's really nothing anywhere else about this. We want to, I don't know, almost give you guys a chance to get in on the ground level with this. I know we kind of mentioned that already, but
yeah,
just as a fun reminder, this is still going. It's still happening.
There are still applications. Like there's a lot to this right now. There's a lot of moving parts. There's still room if you actually want to participate in this. So we want to cover this to the best of our ability to what we know now, so you guys can actually go join and make this something amazing. So
getting ahead of the curve.
Let's fucking dump into something called the Creature Collection. So like I said, there's this cipher that comes out that basically leads you to a GitHub page that has this game that's a part of it. If you were to actually search the name of the game called Creature Collection, you will find a YouTube channel, like I said, with minimal subscribers, minimal views. It's brand new. The first video that's pertinent to what we're talking about today was uploaded February of this year. So it's we're still in the, much like Deptford County, we are in the world building phase of whatever this is.
To be back in Deptford County.
I agree. I know Doug doesn't, but like, oh, that was so good. I had so much fun doing that. But maybe we'll get the same result here. Who knows? Wow. Okay. All right.
Jeez.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean this didn't start on Tumblr.
Okay. That's took it
the
real
way.
Turning
it could
point.
Gotcha. Back to Tumblr eventually.
It could. Who knows?
Yeah, me there.
So you it search won't. Creature Collection, you go to YouTube, you find this channel called Creature Collection, and you see a bunch of videos that are It looks like just gameplay footage of this game that you can download called Creature Collection. And there's four different videos on this playlist, and they separate the playlist out into a couple of different ways. The one I'm going over right now is called Main Videos, and that pertains to all of the different people playing this game called Creature Collection. All of the videos are very similar. It's obviously different people that are like streamers, let's players. There was one that was actually called like Calvin's Cryptid Corner, which made me
that
chuckle.
Son of a bitch stole our idea.
Yeah,
we can sue.
About that.
Yeah, we deleted ours. You can have it. Yeah, that's
relinquished
fine.
The rights to it.
100%. So it all of these videos that you're gonna see. Actually, here, you know what? The why?
Just keep going. Just don't acknowledge it.
So the titles that you're going
to
see
exactly
are...
what I said to my girlfriend when I was a teenager.
Just keep going.
Don't acknowledge it.
So the videos you're going to see in this main videos playlist, they're titled as such. We've got Flabbier Germs Creature Collection Gameplay. We've got Liam's Creature Collection gameplay. Why is
just
this happening?
Keep going, bro. I said not to acknowledge it. You still did.
I tried. That was very loud, though. We have Liam's Creature Collection gameplay. We have Calvin's Cryptid Corner. And we have Autumn Plays Creature Collection.
Am I missing something? What's happening?
Yeah, no, no one can hear it except for Jason.
Doug and I can hear it because Doug keeps fiddling with his fucking computer and YouTube, and I know what he's doing, but I don't appreciate
it. I was queuing something up, and I literally said, hey, don't acknowledge what's about to happen, and he still did.
Hey, Doug, I want you to just start saying a sentence. That's not fair. So you can't do that. Anyway, so... we've got these different content creators that have essentially either tasked themselves or have been tasked by someone to play a game. And the way that they get the game is very fucking strange. And it's the same for everybody. All of these videos start in a certain way. The one that stood out to me the most was the one titled Autumn's Let's Play.
That video is so cool.
Creature Collection. It really fucking is. I love that one.
The way it ends.
Definitely
yes.
The better.
It's so good.
My favorite was the one that was super laggy and you couldn't hear.
That's the first one, I think.
Calvin's?
Yeah. Or no, Calvin's. The Cryptid Corner.
The one
that's
really super light on the audio.
Yes. Yeah. And you can tell that there's like...
the audio
there's
is
a
not
lot going on
with
there.
The video. It's kind of strange.
No.
Yep. Which
it is not
I have a theory on that I'll get into later.
Ooh. Perfect. I love that.
Fucking theories.
So, for the sake of expediency, I am only going to go over the Autumn Plays video because all of them, like, they're essentially the exact same thing. So, here's what happens in Autumn's Let's Play. The first frame that we see is just like a very darkened room looking out into what looks like a foyer, like a hallway or something. And you can tell this is a camera, like, inside somebody's den or something like that. And it stays that way for a bit, and we eventually see this woman enter the screen. She's got her mail, and it looks like she's coming home for the first time. She's flipping through it, and she stops at this little like envelope, and it's got something scrawled on the front. And she stops. She looks at it. She's like, "What the fuck is this?" There's no return address. There's no nothing. It's almost like it was left at her doorstep.
Ted Kaczynski strikes again.
I know, right? The Unabomber's back. So she brings it inside. Oh my god, paranoia.com, Unabomber for president. It's all coming back. So she brings all her mail inside and she sits down. And so keep in mind the camera's already recording. So what I think is happening is that Autumn is a Let's Player, a YouTube streamer that goes over video games. And she finds this envelope that's in her mail at her front door, and she assumes that it's just somebody, like one of her people who watch her, sends her a game to play, just with no markings, no postage, no return address, or anything like that.
Do you think she normally keeps her video recording the whole time before she gets home?
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't going to mention that, but like, that was the funniest part of this video to me, is like,
Maybe she started her stream already recording. And then she went outside.
Went outside for a cigarette, came
that's
back
fair.
With a man.
That's I was just, yeah. I'm just asking the hard questions.
No, that's right? fair. That's what we pay you to do. Except we don't pay
that's
you.
That's what separates the internet sleuths from the internet goofs.
That's what the members patrons pay you to do.
Yeah.
Glutie.com.
Shameless plug-in. So Autumn, as we assume is her name based on the title, brings it inside and she starts talking to the camera. She's like, hey guys, like I was actually gonna do a stream for you today, and I had this whole thing planned out, but I got this weird thing left on my doorstep, and this is what it is, and it was this code that I just went over, and it essentially leads you to this GitHub page with a downloadable game called Creature Collection. And the screen pops up and we see like the standard streamer thing with like the corner image of the person playing the game. We've got the game up on the main screen. Not going to lie, the game does not look good. The game looks like something made in like if you were a junior
like
web
that you were
designer,
playing on fucking Newgrounds or some shit.
Like this is your first video game. Like this is like you're learning how to code for gaming. Like this looks like something you might make for that.
It literally looks like they made it in Video Game Maker.
It's
like
made in Godot, yeah. which is an open source game engine, which is like primarily for like 2D games, and a lot of beginners use it because it's pretty easy to pick up and like, it makes scripting and stuff pretty simple.
Godot is Wonder Woman.
God. I quit.
I don't blame you, Matt, and I think I'm right behind you.
I just noticed this because in one of the videos they like open a folder and the icon for the game is a Godot icon.
Oh, nice. Now, I will say, I want you to please, anyone who goes and visits this and looks through it, or even plays the game, please try your hardest to look past the graphics and stuff, because, like, they're not good. I can't even lie about that. They are not good. However,
everything else about this went to, like, the whole ass, like, length of making a game that people can download,
yes.
which is awesome. That's fucking awesome.
That's, dude, you don't see that very often. Like, you see things that are already a part of something. Like, people take the lazy way out.
Yeah.
This person went through the fucking trouble to make not one, but two separate games for whatever this is right now. And, like, I just need to say right now, that's awesome.
And a website
Thank
where you
so
can, like,
much.
Go play the games and shit.
Yes!
Super sick. Like that?
Yeah.
I'll just say right now, like, we'll talk about this more later, but part of the reason I think we're covering this as opposed to like the million analog horrors and stuff out there is because like this has a lot of original ideas, and this person definitely went to like some extra lengths with this that you don't see a lot of the time.
100%. 100%. And I honestly would love to get into the habit
it feels
of
genuine.
Finding these.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, I would love to.
This
keep,
doesn't feel
yeah,
like a I
yes.
did this to try to get clout. This feels like I made something cool because I wanted to make something cool.
And you can tell that they're like genuinely trying to make this something bigger than it is.
And yeah. Okay, so getting back to Autumn playing this brand new game that was just left on her doorstep, which, you know, that's not fucking ominous at all. Honestly, if anything gets left on your doorstep and there's a cipher attached to it, just assume you're being targeted for something fucked up. So she starts playing, and she introduces the whole game, and she introduces, like, the weird, like how it was left on her doorstep, and it was just a bunch of code and a letter to this GitHub page. And she starts playing through it, and it's pretty simple. It's essentially you see like this eyeball, like it's almost like a dinosaur's eyeball, and that's your character, and you get to move around with it, and you collect these like light blue drops, and I'm assuming they're teardrops. I think they're actually called
teardrops
in the game. Raindrops, that's what it is.
Falling on my head.
Stop it, Matt. Stop it.
So you're going she starts playing and it's just collecting these raindrops, and then after you get all of them, you go to the next level and it's a bunch more raindrops. And she says things like, there's nothing really wrong with this. Like, I don't this is fine. I mean, it's good. Like, the game itself is good. And keeps playing, and you get different sets of text. And one of the things that pops up is it's almost like the game's talking to you. And, like, you get through the levels, and it says, like, oh, my God, good job. Like, I'm so happy you're playing this game. I'm happy you finished. Like, oh, wait.
What's
and
your social security
all of a sudden,
number? ASL?
Yeah.
Please pay $5.99 to move forward.
Yeah. Eventually, you get to the point where it's, like, it says, all right, well, I'm happy you finished the game, this, that. And then it stops, and it goes, wait a minute. That wasn't supposed to
happen. It stops and like, it goes, there's something. Hey, I'm a Nigerian prince and all my money is locked away. I need your help.
I need $1,500 to unlock my funds and we'll send it your way. But no, like it says, like, wait a minute, like something else is supposed to happen here. I don't understand. You know what? Maybe we'll try rebooting. And so they go through the game again and it's the same levels, except this time the textures. So you'll notice in the first set.
Do you want me to tell you what it actually says?
What?
When you play through the first time?
The actual text?
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. So yeah,
I feel like if you do that, there may be a very real possibility that there will be literally nothing of substance in my section.
All right, we'll stop there.
Yeah, no, no,
no. We will leave that up to your imagination for the next 4.5 seconds, I think.
Jason nailed it on one.
Yeah, got it in one. So essentially it tells you like, wait a minute, something's fucked up, and it takes you back through and you're supposed to play the game again. This time you go through and it's a different texture, and you go through it again. And one of the weird things you're going to find in all of these videos is there's some ciphertext that pops up and it's fucking nonsense throughout the entirety of the whole thing. And most of the people, so even Autumn is like, oh, that's weird. And then just kind of moves on. All the people that go over these videos, I think only one person spends any amount of time on it, but nothing ever comes from it. The goal of it is for you to fucking figure out what it says.
Even in my playthrough, I just brushed past it and called it gibberish and moved
right.
along.
Right. Yeah. To be honest, it 100% is just fucking gibberish. But if you've been doing, I don't know, if you've been part of an internet investigative podcast that goes over ciphers and the like, you kind of get a sense for what might be a cipher and what might not be.
You know what a shift cipher looks like.
Exactly. you can kind of recognize it.
I did it for the memes, boys. I said, this is gibberish.
It is.
Pay no mind.
If you were to put that line, that paragraph of gibberish into a cipher decoding tool,
a gibberish decoder,
you will find out that it is called a substitution cipher. And essentially this is what it says. It says, I don't know if you can hear me, but I hope you need to stop slaying this game. The creature's using you to gain its, I'm assuming that's supposed to say power. If you're wondering how I know it happened to me, I'm stuck in this game. It doesn't seem like it wants to do the same to you. It can't be let out though. If it is, it'll be able to trap others. Stop before it's too late. That's a little ominous. Like, we know this game's called Creature Collection. And now we get this ciphertext that's, I mean, gibberish on the surface. But as soon as you figure out what it says, it's telling you that there's something inside this game that's trying to get out. And it's trying to use you to do it. And if you let it, it's going to put you inside the game. If I received that message from anybody I knew, I'd be like, okay, which strain of acid did you do and how many tabs? Like,
don't take the brown acid.
Don't take the brown acid. This is what happens.
Why?
It's bad trip. Okay. Bad trip central.
Yeah, that's just it's
not good acid. So this is a cipher that pops up. And obviously the people that are playing this, they just don't know that that's what this says at all. So they see the gibberish and they're like, oh, I think one of them even is like, oh, this looks kind of like an undeveloped part of the game. And they play it off real well. And they keep going, and you keep collecting raindrops, and you get through it the second time. And at the very end of the second time, it says, so now I have to ask you a question, or it's, I'm paraphrasing. This is not exactly what it says. I'm pretty sure one of us will go over that. But it essentially says like, okay, now that you've reached the end of the game, I have a request from you, and it's a very simple request, and all I want you to do is, and you just need to like, let me out. And it gives you two options. It says accept or decline. Or I think it says like let out, or I forget what it actually says, but essentially the point of it is like you can either let this thing out or you can keep it contained. If you don't let it out, it just takes you right back through the whole thing again, and it just gets you right back there, and there's some other alternate text, but eventually it says like, okay, and the whole game just fucking shuts down. If you click yes, you see it's almost like a program gets run. Like when you start up MS-DOS, you see all those lines of text that come up and like the countdown and this, and then like the operating system starts. It's very similar. It says
lost.
Something
we have
about
to get off the island.
Yeah, we gotta put out. We gotta put.
We
in
have
the code.
To get out of Moot's driveway.
I don't think we'll ever get out of there.
I doubt it. And to be honest, that's my comfort zone. I don't want to
at this point. Yeah.
So you see all this thing, all these like this countdown start and like this these lines of code, and it goes like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it stops. And for a while, it sits there, and the whole program just fucking closes. Now, I will say in one of the playthroughs, it freezes. It like just stays stuck on this like loading screen or this like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just like glitches.
Well, most of the. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And I honestly, I don't really know what else to say about the main videos because like they all fall into that vein. They're a little different here and there, but it seems like it's a bunch of streamers who found. Or worse sent.
Mystery game.
A very mysterious game that has been talking to them. But I don't know. Other than that, that's all I got for the main videos.
Wow. Wowie.
Wow.
Why that is.
Wow.
Why that is indeed.
There are some videos on the YouTube channel that just show the gameplay of these games in a little more detail. So there are 5 of them to be exact. So there... You go to the gameplay playlist on the YouTube channel. They start with video 1 of Creature Collection gameplay. Wow. So this video is just it's straight up just a screen cap of the game. And when it loads up, there's 2 options. One of them is the collection and creature chat. Now, these seem to be recorded with from the perspective of like a person who's playing them because there's a little green text at the bottom that has like some inner monologue from the person who's playing them. But this person clicks on creature chat and then the game says, "Hello and welcome to creature chat. I'm so glad to decided to visit and talk with me." So, slight spelling mistake. But
I'm so happy you decided to read this verbatim.
The person who's playing the game asks what type of game this is. And the game replies, "This isn't a game. This is just a creature who is inside the game. And you're talking to me." So some random red shit like starts popping up on the screen and disappears really quickly. It's a super short video. It's not even a minute long. So the second video on this playlist is just called second gameplay video. And this one is actual gameplay of the collection. So it's what Jason mentioned before. You run around on the screen in a maze, you collect raindrops with an eyeball, and then in each level, like more of the maze appears. And it starts talking about a surprise and how it has a surprise for the person who's playing. But then at the end of the game, there is no surprise. And I guess another creature that's inside this game, or maybe the same creature from the first video, just tells the person who's playing that they can't help them yet. So, what does that mean?
That's rude.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
Whatever it is, it's super fucking rude.
It is very rude. The creatures who are inside this game are not very polite at all. You would think if they want you to help them, that they'd be a little more welcoming, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah, maybe it's reverse psychology.
They're like, hey, fuck ass, get me out.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out though in gameplay video 3. So this is more of the collection, and it's pretty much the same as before. But partway through this one, the person restarts the game, and the texture on the maze changes, and it turns red. And then there's a button that shows up at the end, and it says "Free me." So. The person playing
that's what
the
it
game
is. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't click it.
Good.
Yeah, good. But then there's gameplay video 4, and it's basically all the same shit. And then at the end, there's that shift cipher or substitution cipher that Jason was talking about. I didn't actually decode it. Doug, did you decode it? Do you know what?
Do you want me to read it? Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah,
Jason did.
Go for
that
it.
Was what he read before.
Yeah.
Did you already read that? And I wasn't paying attention.
I did, but
that's extremely
no,
long.
No, yeah. No, that's okay. I'll read it out one more time, just because this is a confusing topic.
Okay.
So let's get everyone on the same page. Substitution cipher. It looks like a bunch of letters and numbers, all caps. Like it's just random. If you translate that through a substitution cipher, this is what it says. Interested in a journey you'll never forget? Visit, and then it's got the website for the GitHub for the game.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, this is like the if you're going to be involved in the gameplay of this, this is what happens to you, is you get this weird-ass cipher, you translate it, you go to the website, and now you're fucking involved.
Hell yeah. Go to the website.
Hell yeah, indeed.
Get fucking involved.
Hell yeah.
Like, hey, Doug got involved.
Like, this person gets involved.
I got so fucking involved.
In gameplay video 4. Oh, well, I already went over gameplay video 4. I'm doing great, guys.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
One more time. You've
committed.
Run it back.
Make everybody suffer.
Blah, 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 blah. Get involved in last gameplay video. So this is Creature Chat again. And this time, the creature says, look who's there. Back again, I see. You haven't done what I want yet. And
very smug of this creature.
Yeah, exactly.
Look who's
that's
there
what
back
Jason
again.
Was saying.
Smug ass.
This creature's got an attitude, yo.
Absolutely.
So the person who's playing the game asks, if they free the creature, will it leave them alone? And it says, yeah, sure. Fuck, of course I'll leave you alone.
I don't like you anyway.
100%, wink, wink, nudge.
So they're like, all right, fuck it. And they click the button, and then shit starts flashing all red and shit again. And stuff, like real ominous crap starts showing up on the screen, like consuming energy. And then everything goes blank. And the person playing the game says, what have I done? And then the video ends. What have they done?
They've done the bad thing. They done fucked up is what they done.
They consumed energy.
Yeah, they absolutely fucked up.
They didn't have enough energy.
They fucked done up.
There's another gameplay-ish video that actually isn't in this playlist. It's about a website. It's called Website Video. So I'll go over this one real quick. It's pretty open-ended. And then I think Doug will talk more about it. But this is about a game called The Forest. And it's a video of a website that says that you should look around for a while. And you see these pictures of some trees drawn. It looks like a typical forest drawing that like the family would hang on their fridge because some kid brought it home from art class. but there's a couple options. And it says there's a link at the top that says home. And then there's the forest, and then there's blog, and then there's creature collection letter, contact, and FAQ. And the site tells you to look around for a while and then to go visit the forest. So it also says lots of people already have, and that you should say hi to them when you get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. So, hello.
Oh my God, can I also actually one thing real quick that very much pertains to this.
Absolutely.
One of the things you're going to see in the videos under the main videos playlist for a creature collection is the descriptions. Most of them say something akin to like, we have a new player, or like, we have somebody else that's going through the experience. Mm-hmm. Like it's always welcoming to the new player. And it's, to me, it seems like they're very excited about gathering new players. And that's like what they want
to do. It's almost like the creatures aren't the creatures.
Whoa!
There it is.
Every time you do that, I just hear the video where it's Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man screaming, and they put that that scream over it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, bro.
Guys, this episode is going so well.
Anyway, so
the person who's playing the forest, looking at the website, clicks on the forest, and they're greeted with what appears to be a choose-your-own-adventure story. So the person's playing, there's little text at the bottom again, and they say that you should probably go to the website, and you should play on your own. So this doesn't actually go through the gameplay of the forest at all. It's just like this little intro thing that's like a video of the beginning of the website, and it instructs you to go check it out on your own, which we have somebody who may have done that.
We do.
Yeah.
But before
we get to that, Michael,
we should explain some other thing.
Me?
But Mike,
what?
Mike,
Twa?
What is this? Is this a good time for something?
maybe a what are you?
What are, what you are drinking? We drinking? What are we thinking?
There's a bottle here.
There's a bottle here.
And it's empty. And
it's empty. Yeah.
That was the most chaotic what are we drinking we've ever done.
You guys, you ruined.
You just didn't even let Mike do it.
You guys ruined.
No, he just.
No, we made it better.
Yeah, according to us, we made it better.
I don't know about that.
You want to do it, Mike?
No, it's too late.
Go ahead. You know what, Mike? You know what, Mike? Show us a comparison. What do you give us the energy?
Teach us how it's done.
Teach us how to Dougie.
No.
Oh,
those are my secrets.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty.
Yar.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that's also immensely clippable.
What are you guys drinking?
I am drinking. I bought this on a whim because I saw the name. It's called Old Tub. It's Kentucky bourbon whiskey. Yeah, it's literally just called Old Tub. And if I'm being honest, it's fucking delicious. Like, I love this.
It definitely tastes like Old Tub.
Oh, yeah. It tastes like an old bathtub.
Hell yeah. I'm drinking.
Oh,
no. Go ahead.
No. You first, please. Okay. No. Please. I insist.
Oh, my God. No. Nope. Fuck both of you. You guys both tried to start it. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready, go.
Scissors.
That's not how this works.
Scissors.
Ah, shit.
Sink. Damn it.
You picked the same thing.
Well, you're lesbians now. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
Matt, you first.
I'm drinking Krogman's Old Master Straight Bourbon Whiskey, which is a whiskey that's actually made in Indiana, about an hour away from where I live, and it's pretty decent. So
that's a sexy looking bottle.
Yeah,
old Krogman.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like it. It's sandblasted.
Mm-hmm.
It feels Doug. Nice.
Dumbless.
Dougie.
I'm drinking on some old tub, but I also had a water bottle full of Four Roses that I've had for a couple weeks that I've been traveling with.
Somebody.
I also have a bottle of Jim Beam that I'm drinking out of, and I have some beers next to me just in case.
Just in case.
One of those moments you look back on your life and think about and just cringe is the moment when I was like probably like, I don't know, 17 or 18 years old, and I went to Bonnaroo and I was watching a Red Hot Chili Peppers set, and the guy next to me hands me a plastic bottle of whiskey, and I take it and drink out of it and just backwash all into it. And he takes it back from me and looks in it and just looks at it and is like clearly so disappointed. Look what I've done to it.
He can literally see the
you
DNA
can, like,
strands.
See, yeah. You can like see the particles floating around in it. And I just think about that and just
why does this bubble of spit say Matt on it?
I'm drinking.
That's fucking hilarious.
It happens, man.
Evan Williams, because it's cheap and it's strong.
It's cheap and booze.
Mm-hmm.
Bevan Williams.
Thus concludes. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Thus concludes. What are you drinking and what are you thinking about?
Real quick, I'm just going to do a real mini Duluthy housekeeping, because we literally just got a patron.
Yay!
Velocity, Velocity Arrow.
Good moral.
Hello. Hello, no, Velocity Arrow.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Velocity.
Hello, Velocity Arrow. Your name's stupid and I hate it.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
I just played it.
Real or shit.
Yeah, I like Velocity Arrow.
I think it's okay. I give it an 8.
I give it a
0.4.
I'll give it 4 don't look unders. I think that's a good one right there.
Dude, I love that metric. I'm obsessed with it. I heard it when you guys recorded your episode, but yeah. Let's do something with that.
I'm just here to cause and stir.
But thank you. Thank you, Velocity.
Bullshit
thank
up.
You, Velocity Arrow. Patreon.com/DulutiPod. Anyway, back to your regulars. Don't touch that dial. We're back to your regular scheduled programming. So there are other videos on the YouTube. The creature
the
collection. There are
the
5 videos called Recordings 1-5, and there's one at the end called Creature Collection Letter Video. I'm not going to go over each individual audio bit. What I'm going to do is just kind of like slump them all together, because one is 4 minutes long and all the others are about 27 seconds long. They tell a relatively congruent story.
It's linear as fuck. Yeah. Like, it's
essentially what it is. Yeah. Is we follow.
This is the bulk of the information for this portion of.
And there's not even that much in it. It's very simple to follow.
It explains exactly what the fuck's going on. Baby.
Yeah. So we follow. It's basically
I like this. Explain.
Yes.
Explain it. It's basically a recording of a woman who works at Creature Creation LLC or Incorporated. Creature Creation Incorporated. And she's kind of like a scientist, it sounds like, doing experiments, because it's one of those like November blank 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 2022.
Oh, it's like one of our SCP
exactly
episodes.
Yeah, and this all takes place in the span of like November October of like 2022 and some parts of 2023.
Okay,
but essentially how the story goes is this person and their, I'm gonna call them like scientist buddies, have this organism that they're doing experiments with. They are taking these volunteers into this room. They are hooking them up to this apparatus that you don't fully figure out what it is. And then they release the organism into the room with this person in the apparatus. The first time they did this, they said that the person with the apparatus on was fully immersed into the apparatus. They're like, oh, we found all these volunteers because people like to feel immersed in a situation. They don't really go into detail. They're just like, oh, people like feeling immersed. So we found all these volunteers. So while they got this person hooked into this apparatus, they released this organism, which the organism slowly makes its way over to the test subject. And the test subject doesn't really react at first. And the person doing the audio recordings starts to mention how the organism is absorbing the test subject's energy. And it isn't until a few minutes into this process that the test subject actually starts to react. They said that they started to struggle a little bit and tried to get out of the apparatus. And then after a while, they felt kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Attached, would you say?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Connected?
Connected, linked, I guess.
Kind of, yeah.
A deep longing.
You know what?
Yeah, for the organism.
Linked is a very good way to put it.
Yeah, they said that the test subject started to feel linked to this organism in like a hypnotic type of way. They go on to say
they
like,
were feeling some type of way.
Yeah, horny for organism.
Hornigism. Nope.
So they kind of conclude.
I hate that we just made that a word.
They conclude the first episode by being like, "Oh, we're trying to perfect this organism. We'll have we're going to run more tests with more organisms."
Have they not seen Alien? Do they not know what Weyland-Yutani is?
I don't think so at this point, because they pull some Weyland-Yutani shit.
Well, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah. But they essentially mention how, they're trying to perfect the creature and get it this like metabolic to its like peak metabolic form. And the ladies at the end says like, this way, everyone will have a creature and no one will want to be without it. And she kind of ends with like a weird, like maniacal evil chuckle. Yeah. Very strange.
Can you recreate what it sounds like?
It's not fair if you just make fun of my laugh, Mike.
I don't think anybody can do that.
Nope.
I don't.
Other than your people, the dolphins.
Flipper might be able to, but that's
so. That
it.
Was the first like video, and then the rest of them are basically like how they mention how some of the scientists left, and they're like, you better not talk about what's going on or else
you remember
will
the
happen.
Names of those scientists?
I forgot them. I'm sorry.
Mike.
Doug.
And.
Denise.
And.
There's like an Ann.
And.
I'm actually impressed.
What's the name of the one that we don't like? Let's play. I'm testing your memories right now.
I know.
You're doing bad.
Caleb?
Calvin?
Calvin. It was a C something. Calvin's. Calvin's Cryptic Corner.
I get it now.
Yeah, they quit.
Yeah, they quit.
They done quitted.
Yeah.
And
they stopped the Creature Collection project.
Creature Creation. So then.
Creature
feature.
You, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. So then
you are correct. That that's a very important distinction.
I gotta collect them all.
The lady making like the audio bits is like
STDs.
Crazier mom.
They left, but they better not say anything to people, or otherwise, buddy.
Well, yeah. They signed an NDA.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking forget it, bud.
I was a little surprised how cool about this they were. I feel like this is the type of organization that probably would have just like offed these people.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, they just let them play their 2 weeks.
Just head out the door, walk to, turn to the left, and
turn your badge
3 doors down. That's the exit interviews. Don't mind the autocannons aiming directly at your face.
One-way ticket to Liminal Land.
Yeah.
Yikes. Subliminal Land.
Goes in, there's the last couple videos of this are very easy, but essentially what they go over is they say that someone reached out to Creature Creation Incorporated saying how they have this new game that they have created and they want to introduce like a virtual version of the organism into the game. And Creature Creation's like, oh, hell yeah, we're all on board for this. This will help the outreach of the creature getting to more people. Like, I love this idea. And they're like, oh, we're going to keep testing and creating more virtual creatures. This will be great alongside with this video game. And that is kind of how the recordings end. There is one more, like I mentioned before, the Creature Collection letter video. This is pretty much the same exact story we've heard from like Jason through like the Let's Plays, where it's like, you know, a while back ago, I got an email from a friend who told me about Creature Collection.
Yep.
It's something I wanted to look into playing. I started playing it. I got some bad vibes off it, so I stopped playing it. I started getting these bad dreams, and I started essentially feeling like I had to keep playing it, so I forced myself to play again. Then I went to free the creature. Don't do that. Don't play this game. Don't free the creature. It fucking sucks. And then the video kind of just ends. But there's like a fire kind of going in the background. It's all these like plug-in VFX. They got some particle sims in there, I saw. All in all, it kind of just gives you a little bit more background into what our plot is, which is business, evil business made monster. Monster now live in game. Game is being shared to people.
Monster and the put people are, in game.
I think the monsters might be replacing the people. Like if
that,
you play,
that's, see that's
if you play the game, I think you take the monster's spot.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's one of the things that we don't quite know.
We
yet.
Don't.
Yeah,
there's and no that, confirmation.
And that's why we're doing this right now. Actually, is mm-hmm. because we don't know everything
don't know.
About. I just want to call this like Act One because we don't know
what's
the
setup. It's
the prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
this is the prologue. This is the setup. This is referred to this as Act One. If you were if we're doing it in 2H32 terms, this is the overture.
Now you can
right.
find
this sets the tone for the whole experience.
We hope so. This person might just be like, is what I had. So
to be fair,
I'm done.
Like
I'm done.
Yes, I
will.
But we'll not,
talk
yeah,
about
we're not
it in a
yet.
Bonus if we want
yeah.
to.
We're not
bit,
entirely
but,
done because Doug has a little bit of extra.
No.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. So I actually played both of the games. So I was able to play the Creature Collection. I was able to talk to the creature in the creature chat. And I was also able to delve into the forest a little bit. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to talk about the Creature Collection and the creature chat a little bit. We've already basically covered it for the most part. So there's really nothing new I can add to it. But the forest, we've kind of mentioned, but I have a full Let's Play for you guys that I can let you guys listen to. Basically.
Can we go ahead and separate this one from the one that everybody knows? You know that whole debacle we had earlier about, like, have you played The Forest?
Yes, and when I say The Forest, I don't mean the titular game on Xbox,
the survival
and
horror.
PlayStation 4
yeah.
and the PC of... Yeah. Survival horror in a forest after your plane crashes.
Yeah, no.
I'm talking about the forest as relates to the thing that we've been talking about
yes.
in this episode.
And there's links on the GitHub that, like, you can find it, but just don't search for the forest video game because you're going to find the fucking wrong one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as is tradition, I started playing the Creature Collection.
And it's just what you see in these videos. You mm-hmm. are controlling an eyeball and you are collecting tears, and there is a handful of levels, I guess you could call it. And on your first gameplay, you go through all the levels, and once you get to the last level, the creature basically says, "Thank you for playing. I'm so glad you're here. I need to tell you about something, but I'm not quite there yet." And that is kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not a whole lot to it. However, you have to play the game again.
It's almost like it wants you to play the game twice.
They make you play the game twice, and there is a good reason for that. And in some of Mike's recording videos, you actually learn why that is. Once you play the game,
why that is, dude?
Well, it's because that you're gathering this energy for said monster. Now, as you play through the second time, you're going to notice that the levels look just slightly different. You're going to see those red hues on the level designs. You're going to see pretty much the same tears and the same eye drop, but the levels are just going to look a little bit different.
Are the monsters energy vampires?
They're a bunch of Colin Robinson.
Colin Robinson. They are Colin Robinson. But I mean, really, there's not a whole lot more you can say about this. You're going to play through it a second time. You're going to get to the end level, and they're going to say, "Hey, congrats, we're here now. Like, you can free me if you want.
That's your prize."
And you have two choices. You can either hit free me, or you can hit, you know, return to main menu. And if you return to the main menu and you hit play again, it's going to start asking you, "Hey, like, you going to free me or no?" And essentially, you get into a loop. There's really only a couple options that you can do to get a different response from the game. But if you hit free me, Jason mentioned this earlier, it kind of looks like it's almost like booting up like a DOS program where it like is running a bunch of programs, and then it goes to a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And once it hit one, once it hits the number one, it freezes. Mm-hmm. And you cannot go any further.
Well, it shuts the whole game down. Like, it closes the program. It's supposed,
if you download it might do that. But if you play it the through web, like what it almost looks like a flash player of sorts.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It just hits one and nothing happens. You can't go anywhere. You have to refresh the page, and then you can play the game again. And it starts all over from the beginning. However, I think at this point, if you were to, you know, be a part of this, this is the point where you're now replaced with said monster, and we'll learn more moving forward into the future, I'm sure.
I hope so. I really fucking hope so.
Now, if we look back onto the video on the YouTube entitled just website video, this is where we learn about the forest. And now you don't see the gameplay actually happen. You see the very first screen of the gameplay, but you don't see them actually go through everything. If you look into the description of this video, you'll see an unfinished URL. And it's really simple. If you have fucking eyeballs, you can literally just see their URL in the browser that they're showing on the screen, and you can finish the URL, and you can pop that into your own, and you can play the forest. I think this might be a good time to just,
you don't even have to
play my video.
You don't even have to do that.
Of me playing the forest.
If you just go to the website that has creature collection on it, they have the link to the forest right there.
Oh yeah.
You could do, you could do that as well.
Or, you could watch this is the, I mean, or
but
yeah,
we could watch me play.
It's way
it
more
instead.
Intense that way.
Here it is.
You guys want to hear what, here, you know what? Yeah, you just wanted to play that?
Yeah.
All right. It's not long. This is what it was like for Doug to play this. He narrates it. He talks about like what's happening. So hopefully you guys get a good idea. But yeah, this is the forest.
All right. Looks like we have some options here. Let's start with the collection. Hello, welcome to the collection. The object of this game is simple. Collect the raindrops. As you do, the counter will go up and get closer to, well, I won't spoil the surprise, at least not now. You'll see soon enough. Alright, looks like I'm an eyeball collecting teardrops.
Hello,
some creepy background music. All right. Not sure if you can even lose this or not. All right. Glad to see you're still playing. There's only two more levels until you know what the surprise is. This is riveting. Alright. Switched it up on us a little bit here. Thank you so much for finishing the game. I really appreciate it. Now there's just one more thing. Wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to happen. I guess I can't talk to you. You'll just have to play the game some more until I can. Alright. I guess we're starting over. I don't like when games talk to me like I'm a like it's a person. Everything looks different, though. So, the same, but different. Just gonna play this one like a jackass, I guess. I'll speed run the shit out of this. Glad to see you are still playing. There's only two more levels, and then I'll hopefully be able to mention. That's what you said last time. Thank you so much for finishing the game again. I really appreciate it. And now, there we go. That's what I like to see. Now all you need to do is click on the button that says free me. Oh. Looks like I can't go any further here. Let's give the let's give it a little refresh. Let's do creature chat this time. Oh, welcome to creature chat. I'm so glad you decided to visit me and talk with me. What do you want to know? What are you? I already know what kind of game it is. It's I'm a creature in this game. I've been here for, well, I've lost track of however many years exactly. In any case, this is my current container. Thank you so much for visiting it. What kind of game is this? Who said this is a game? You ask questions and I answer them. There's a game available, but not here. What are you? Alright. Good talk. I guess that's it for now. Thank you for watching me.
Wowie zowie.
Wow.
Wasn't that riveting? It was absolutely riveting.
Woweth S. Hell yeah. Zoweth.
Okay.
Doug, so, you're I don't know, you're treading on some fucking some thin pathways here.
I think you're gonna get sucked into a game.
You might get sucked into a game.
You invited Satan into your life, and I know you did that a while ago.
Jeff
but
Bridges was sucked into a game.
Jeff Bridges was sucked.
Tron.
Let's not talk about Tron right now.
Jeff Bridges fought a bridge on a bridge by a bridge and with a bridge.
All right, so I do want to say, now you watched me play it, and I didn't really know what was going on. But after, I think in the beginning of the video, I was like kind of clicking on a couple different tabs, and I was like, this isn't really loading. I don't want to go further than that, et cetera, et cetera. But there are two different tabs that you can actually click upon and actually start looking through a bunch of stuff. And I don't want to give too much away because this is actually, I think, probably my favorite part of this whole thing. If you go to the Forest website, and you click on the blog posts, it is kind of backwards. So the very first post is at the bottom, and then the newest one is at the top. If you read through that, the guy or whoever made this essentially is talking to you as the viewer in a blog format. But if you keep reading through it, they start talking to the creature in the game.
Whoa.
And it's kind of cool. And I'm not going to go over every piece of it because there's kind of like, there's not a lot of posts, but there's enough to make it.
There's a decent amount.
There's enough to where I don't want to go over every single thing. Because I think one of the reasons why we're doing this is because we want you guys to experience.
There's
this,
some audio.
So like, you want to read them
as well of the, of the person literally talking to the creature.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what I mentioned at the end of that video, where we can throw that in if we want to, but
we can.
Yeah,
we don't have to though.
Nah, fuck it. We don't need to do that. Why would we do? Anyways, so that's the blog post. So if you click on each one, you'll see some comments and all that stuff. But there's also an FAQ, and if you go to the FAQ, it actually explains a little bit about the forest. So this part I will read. The FAQ says, what is the forest? The forest is an interactive experience. You move through a forest choosing which direction you want to go. And then in red, it says you also meet at least one inhabitant. And then it just kind of like immediately takes the analog horror route and gets like fucky right off the bat. And it says, why can't I leave the forest? And in red, it says, why would you want to leave? It's such a nice place to be in. Don't you want to stay here with me and the others? And then it says, what's in the cave? And then it says, what cave? There are several trees, a pond, and a flower. There is no cave. And this text is in black, so we can only assume that the creator is the one who responded to it.
Mm.
And then the next question says, why does the scenery change in the forest? And then in red, it says, why not? It makes things more interesting. And I don't know if you caught it, but at one point, I was going through the different directions in the game.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, the scenery changed. After just ignoring all of the things in the forest. And then the next question is, what are you? And it says in red, I'm something that's fond of itself in the forest. That's found itself in the forest. I'm not sure how long I've been here. I only know I ended up here and welcome all who enter the forest. And then the last question is, let us go! Exclamation point. And then in red, it says, that's not a question, but no, my collection must be continued. So there are very, very, very much connections to the forest and the creature collection. And I mean, at this point, it's really just up to us to wait and see what happens with all of this. And I think that's kind of neat. And I think that's why we're going to talk about this. And I think that's why we're doing this. And yes, my Let's Plays are probably the most boring thing you'll ever watch in the world because I'm just like, all right, cool.
Just click, pull click, your click, dick click, out click. Next time.
I play games like I'm just the biggest asshole in the world. if there's too much dialogue, I'm just going to click through. But yeah, no, I think that this new, I don't know if I want to call it an ARG yet, but I think this new story
experience
that we're telling, yeah, exactly, is doing a lot of things that a lot of people are afraid to do.
Yes.
Which is be original.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
God, yeah. Yes. And that's
thank you.
Guys, this is why we decided to actually talk about this one, because this is on nobody's radar. Nobody is talking about this one. No one is covering this. I found this on a fucking whim. And it blows away the tropes of a lot of like the big name ARGs that are out there.
Now,
like, it does something that is not, we're not used to.
Now, can I be,
and that's why we're talking about
it. Can I be
it.
Truthful for a second?
No, okay. Always.
You can, but we don't want you to.
Okay. So yeah. we're kind of at the discussion phase a little bit here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, if I look at the outline here, we've moved on from Game Doug and we're now on Thought.
Fantastic.
Game Doug Thought.
So
Game Doug Thought.
Full disclosure. Ooh. This isn't the like highest quality ARG you're gonna find. The audio quality is not the greatest. The playthrough and everything is a little bit more simplistic, but what you get out of this is a very unique type of story element, which is what we're covering. I've talked about this before, where even your shittiest of ARGs can be very entertaining as long as there's a good plot there.
Unique situation of actually wanting to know more.
Yeah, yeah.
I know!
The way that everything is made,
we don't really,
it's very... low quality look very like if it was a movie, this would be like having the budget of like a B rate movie.
Right. This is an indie film.
This is
sure.
The Sharknado. Yeah.
Or Piranha 4D. Yeah.
It's very low quality, but I think that adds to it.
I still
Zombievers.
I don't even know. I said this before, but I don't know if I want to call this an ARG.
I don't think
yet.
It is. I think it's just a story.
We don't know yet.
I think this is just a story. I mean, unfiction or whatever you want to
call
it.
So far, I mean, unfiction sounds like the way to go, but the only thing that leads me like astray is like the trailhead for this literally just is a cipher.
Yeah, but you can tell that this is a passion project by someone who has a very like raw talent of making something, but just needs a little bit of refinement is all.
I mean, like
elements are there. You just got to make it a little bit more congruent and
I
structure.
Super appreciate that this person made a whole ass game twice.
Yeah.
That is so out of character, because we always get like ARGs with like clips of already made games or some shit like that.
If someone like Nexpo with Liminal Land, you know, we rip that up because like Nexpo, you're this big popular guy and you made something like Liminal Land, which is cool, but I expected more from you. This is some cool shit.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I was legitimately entertained by this.
Yeah. So Nexpo,
oh God, yeah.
Nexpo did with Liminal Land, where it was kind of like it was a good premise. It was built relatively okay, but we expected more from someone like him. This was a fantastic premise by a nobody.
I appreciate that this isn't just a copy paste of Local 58
it's
not.
Right.
It's not just like a slideshow of like retro looking graphics that like tell a dystopian story. It's not a fake TV station that talks about some crazy shit that they don't actually expand on, that is like vaguely creepy, and but it's like not a cohesive story. It's not people who have been turned by some sort of virus or some sort of like mental instability that's caused by some sort of unknown infection or some shit like that, and there's no actual story and it's just like vague world building. It's actually like a cohesive
story. It's not a
rip-off
of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Right. It's a cohesive story that somebody came up with a fairly unique premise that they're building in their own way, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, like, I appreciate it too.
How do you not appreciate that? It's like,
again, it seems like it's a passion.
You guys,
project. It's someone who is making this because they love the idea of analog horrors. You know, they're not making it. It's not a cash grab. They're doing it because they love it.
No,
that's the other thing.
But
I wouldn't even
put this in analog horror genre. I don't know where to put this yet, and that's, I think, why I like this as much as I do, because
it's open ended.
It almost might be a new, like, I don't want to call it like a new genre. That's probably not the right way to say this, but it's got something working for it.
It's an unfiction.
A lot of people haven't put into what they're doing yet, and that's great. And that's cool. And I want to see what they can do with it, because it's either, and I say this in the most like respective way I can, but it's either going to do really well or it's going to fucking fail halfway through.
Yep.
And that's the thing that we're here to see through. Yep. That's what we want to see. That's why we're looking at it. That's why we're talking about it. And that's why we're here today, because we want you guys to look at it and say, hey, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
This is what it is. Like this is something that I enjoy. And maybe, and I guess, I don't know if this is the right way to put it either, but if you guys like it, maybe more people will do this, and then we can go on and hate their shit because we're like, everybody's doing this.
Yes. No, give us more shit to hate on. No, seriously though, like go check this out. If you guys are interested in what we're talking about and what we have been talking about for like 115 episodes or some shit, go check this out. Go participate. Yeah. Like, this is happening right fucking now.
It does need you.
You can get on.
It does need you as well.
Yeah, they do.
It does. Exactly.
Yes.
It needs you.
And not only that, but if I'm being honest, the way that it is right now, it is a fun idea. But again, because it's one of those more like...
But that's
because
it.
Because it's more that like low quality stuff, because you could tell they don't have thousands of dollars to throw at this thing. I don't see big named like YouTubers like a Nightmite or Nexpo covering it, because it's not worth their time, quote unquote.
I'll be honest, I don't care, and I think
that's a good thing. No, I don't either. No, but what I'm saying is...
I think the fact that it's amateur, kind of amateur quality makes it... I like it more because of that, because it feels like small internet.
So that's
like
what...
Like, it feels like
dude,
early internet.
That's
like,
what I wanted to draw back to.
Doing it because you like it.
That's what I want to draw back to a little bit. It adds in certain aspects. Like, for example, how I mentioned the Let's Plays before. Each Let's Play, we had that one, the Cryptic Quarter one. It's so fucking shit. It sucks, but that's the point, because these are random people that got this random message in the mail. That person doesn't have the best audio. Their computer sucks. It's laggy. That's the point. You have
the other one.
What's her name? What's the ladies that we covered that you talked about? Autumn, who has a bit more of a high.
Autumn's
Let's
Play.
She's got a bit more of a quality rig, so her audio and everything is a bit more high quality. That's the point of it, is you get all these different perspectives, whether it be shitty or better, of these different perspectives of different players. Exactly.
Authenticity, like it hits all the fucking notes. And on top of that, it fucking hits your mystery note, because we're getting all the information from all of these Let's Players. However, we have no fucking idea what is actually happening right now. All we see is what's happening to the Let's Players and what's happening with the game. And we're getting freaked out. And like, that's all we know. And this is honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, this is my favorite part of an ARG. It's that little like that we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We have no idea. Like the cliffhanger moment. It could be something great. It could go shit. Yeah. Like we have no idea. But this is the most exciting point of an ARG. And that's why we wanted to bring this to you guys. We want you guys to get involved. Blow this shit up. Go join them.
If you are listening, creator of Creature Collection, which will be super cool. My only
Danielle.
Well, obviously the website's called like Danielle's Games.
Yeah.
But if you are listening, I have one bit of advice. I'm some fucking loser on the internet too, but I have one thing that I would recommend doing. You have a good concept for a story here. All I'm saying, you don't have to take my advice, flesh it out a little bit. You have some fun concepts here, but if you're going to do, like, for example, with mine where I had those audio recording things, make a few more of them, giving me some more backstory. Don't make them 20 seconds long. Give me a little bit more.
Also, please.
Give me some more.
I just want to say one thing. If you're going to make a video, please don't make it just a black screen. Please just put an icon in it. Put anything in it. Just something, just any kind of art. Like I'm not saying that the black screen sucks
personally
or anything. It takes me out of it a little bit when it's just a black screen on YouTube. I can't even focus on it. Like I have to put the closed caption on, and even then I'm like, God damn it.
I don't know.
Just put the logo or something. Just the smallest
any visuals
amount of art into your video. That's it. That's all I'm asking.
Doug was a fan of picture books. So, like he never read actual straight novels.
I'm a visual learner.
I literally don't care how it's presented, as long as it's not actually obnoxious. As long as you make me care what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the fucking thing, dude. That's the metric.
Oh, and
make me care. And just make me care.
I'm going to pull a page out of Moot's book. You've already done this.
That's rude.
You already did this, creator, which is fine. But if you're making a mystery story that you want to pretend is real, don't put like, I made this thing. Hashtag
hey,
ARG.
Hey Mike.
Hashtag analog horror in the YouTube.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I was really hoping nobody actually brought that up because I was going to save them the embarrassment. I am about 85% positive that the allusions to an ARG is a setup for plot.
I mean, I hope so. We'll see.
I can't see this going any other way because, like, if you legit say this is an ARG and you're serious,
I mean,
you're done making the ARG.
A lot of people do that.
We are done now.
I mean, I
understand that.
Like, there was a whole debate on Twitter earlier this week about like pretending ARGs are real. And like,
oh,
because they've fallen into different
people
camps.
Were super pissed about Captain Disillusion's video.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think a lot people on both sides of that argument were missing the point, which is not that you have to believe that it's real or that the creator is trying to trick you into thinking it's real. It's more about immersion.
Mm-hmm. Immersion.
Right. And I think how this person did this is actually kind of okay because, like, I feel like you have to look at it for a while and actually like click around before you end up at a place where you're like, this is who made this thing.
Yeah.
It's not like you watch the first video and it's like, by the way, this was made by.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's no credit reel, which is
a thing.
See, that's kind of why I think that like all of the illusions like, hey, I made this ARG. I wholeheartedly think that's all set
up.
I think that somebody is setting up something.
You think Danielle's a character in this bit?
She's playing 4D chess.
I think she's introducing it.
That would be fucking sick.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think she's introducing this as, hey, I'm a content creator and I'm finding this ARG. And I think she's going to transition into, hey, I'm still a content creator who's real. And like, we're finding this organically. I think they're trying to introduce this topic organically.
If this was a whole ass ARG Inception where it's like, this is an ARG about a person who made an ARG. That would be fucking
that's what
cool.
I think.
Dude, we had a long discussion about this ahead of this episode.
I think that's what this is. I personally think that's where this is going because I can't see any other way.
I agree with you, but I agree that it would be cool.
It would be. And I can't see what other reason do you have to just announce to the world that, like, this is my ARG?
You want people to look at your ARG.
If you're actually making an ARG, that's a shit fucking tagline.
Here's what I'm going to say.
You found this in the RARG subredit,
you know
which
what?
Is literally
you're right. You're
like
right.
All the posts that are there. They're like, hey,
I'm
holding
an ARG. Yeah. you're not wrong.
Exactly. Please.
You're not wrong.
All right. Everybody shut the fuck up, everyone.
Let Doug talk.
For the love of God,
hey,
shut
Doug.
Your fucking
Doug.
Mouth.
Come on, guys, stop mucking around.
So there's Diluti.com, like we just mentioned. You can go there. You can become a member. You can get some merch.
Cheers, buddy.
You can do a bunch of stuff. You can,
M-T-S.
If you become a member, they will love you. Get 10% off merch. You can also go to patreon.com/Diluti.
You get 10% off merch.
You get 10% off merch. You get a bunch of other stuff on patreon.com. You get the same stuff. You get 10% off merch there. You get 10% off. My love. Nothing at Patreon. It's all on Diluti.com. If you become a member there, you get the merch.
You do Patreon, you actually pay 10% more.
Patreon.com/DilutiPod or go to Diluti.com. Either way, become a member somehow and give us money because then we can get you better quality content. You can also go to our socials where Don't Look Under the Internet or DilutiPod everywhere. Twitter. I'm dead naming it again. I'm never calling it the other thing. It's Twitter or die.
It's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
On Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, where youtube.com/@DilutiPod. Go on there. We're almost at 1,000 subs. Get us there so YouTube can give us that sweet,
please.
Sweet money.
We're 40 away. 40. That's
40
it.
Fucking people.
Honestly,
actually,
guys.
Sorry, 39 as of during this recording.
Oh, my God. Patrons, this is a call to fucking action. If you guys know person, I know there's at least 30 of you. I know there is.
30 of you can make a second email and
all
subscribe
that or just tell
I don't
one,
give a shit
tell one
at
friend,
this point
one friend one person you know
buy
just say like hey this is the name of the
DilutiPod. You can go there and but it's going
to
be from.
Yeah,
or you can go to delete.com and just give us money. You don't have to subscribe.
Exactly.
We have the same thing there.
We have just a donation button. You can just give us a one-time donation if you like it.
You can pull a Charlie Day.
You could also, sure thing, you could also go to... you go to our email, our Gmail.
Is your cat too loud?
You're so fucking stupid.
You go to our Gmail. It's deludipod@gmail.com. You can send us an email. We'll respond to it. You can go to...
We don't even get emails anymore,
do we?
Yeah,
does anyone check our email?
I
feel every email that comes through while I'm in surgery.
I check them.
I just want you to know that.
You can go to our Google phone number as well. It's 630-909-9366. You can text us. We respond. You can send us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the G-Dang show at the end, just like you're going to hear here. It's probably going to be an internet one. I'm watching you, internet. I'm figuring out.
Come
I'm
to our Discord
to
help solve
tick,
the internet
tick,
ARG.
Tick,
there's
tick,
a channel.
Tick,
go,
tick,
I'll go to our
also,
Discord, yeah.
I just want to thank Internight for being my support system through a lot of hard times.
Hell yeah.
They really lift me up when I need it. And I don't think they realize it.
Did you
but
just
tonight?
Doug's trying not to get murdered.
Yeah,
really hard.
Uh-huh. Spotify.
He's
last thing. Spotify and iTunes. Leave us a review and leave us some sort of star. 5 stars would be dope. And then leave us a review. I will do my best to read the iTunes ones on here. But yeah,
hell
leave
yeah.
us some reviews on Spotify and iTunes. We need those. They help out immensely.
Yep.
That's all I got. Go hug yourself. Go to the park and hug a dad that you find at the park babysitting or watching their child, not babysitting their child, it's their child.
Mike, if you had to give the people of the world like one, like couple word sentence that would like help them through life, what would that be?
Be gay.
Wow.
No. All I heard was be gay.
I heard the beginning of that, but like the rest of it was uncalled for. You don't have to be that mean, man.
What can I say? I'm a mean person. What do you got to say to the people?
I don't know why you're even on this podcast.
There's nothing
anymore.
Wrong with people who live in Japan. I don't know what you're talking
Jason,
about.
Jason, what do you got
to
say to the
you
people?
You can't even use those slurs. Mike, you're not allowed to say those things. That's a slur.
I'm above cancel culture. Jason, what do you have to say to the people?
As always, everybody, fucking please stay paranoid. Honestly, you don't know where your random ass Reddit post is going to lead. That's what this whole episode is about. I found a random ass Reddit post. It led me to the Creature Collection, and here we are. So hopefully this goes somewhere. I hope you guys enjoyed this. But for the love of God, stay paranoid, because there is a creature inside your Game Boy trying to fuck you.
Moo.
I don't even know what to say after that.
How do you follow up a
Game Boy creature trying to fuck you? I don't know.
You fuck it back.
Make more original content like this. Get out there, create, be creative. Green is not a creative color, but you can use it anyway. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You can listen to Unplanned Podnancy. There's a new episode. Mike is on it. You can listen to that.
Doug, people. You say?
I mean, realistically, you know where this is going. If you slap a peen and a bean together, you get what?
You get a mug.
You get what's called original content. And if you originally slap a peen against a bean and you give that to us in a wholehearted fashion, just make new content. Make original content. Peens and beans.
This is going places, guys.
Yeah, it's going many
places. I think what Doug's trying to say is, please, for the love of God, keep making content, but don't make it shitty.
And if you do make it shitty, we'll tell you.
We will. But if you need a template, fucking just go see the Creature Collection. Like, this is a very unknown...
No. I don't want to tell...
I like that.
Well, yeah, games for ARGs actually.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want to tell people to steal content, because what you just said was make this again.
Isn't that not what you just said?
No.
I'm just trying to simplify.
Just try, think outside the fucking box.
Like Taco Bell. Just take their whole slogan and do
that. Well, goodbye, everybody. Right? Live Moss.
I haven't listened to any
Live
of
Moss.
What just
happened. Live goodbye, Live everyone. Moss. I hope you have a wonderful day. Just going to cut them off real quick. We love you all.
You've done it. You've done it, everyone. You've made it to the end of the episode.
Goodbye. Have a day.
roll a 10 or better to continue onward, or
nope,
you know.
It's not continuing because I'm turning my audio off now. So goodbye,
all right,
everyone.
Cool. Great.
Welcome back to Inner Night. It's fantastic to have you back for another night of spiritual connection and self-discovery. To start this night, let's repeat after me. I am in tune with the energy of the universe. The universe guides me towards my true purpose. I am a beacon of positivity and love. Now we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Aiden says, each soul we encounter is a mirror reflecting a part of ourselves. Embrace these reflections with compassion and understanding, for in doing so, we find inner peace. Let's meditate together on this message and harmonize together. Your lucky numbers for this week are 99, 97, 112, 116, 117, 114, 101, 100, 32, 97, 110, 100, 32, 116, 111, 114, 116, 117, 114, 101, 100. For this week, we encourage you to practice mindfulness and be fully present in every moment. Being mindful allows us to appreciate life's wonders and find deeper meaning in our experiences. Don't forget to send a message of inspiration to another member. Together, we illuminate the path to enlightenment. Good night.